So the Gemara we're up to now is
Sama Chaminir,
right? What the Gemara does is that, having quoted Rabbi Yirmiya, and others say it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, the Gemara does what it does very often, and it quotes other members in Shas in other contexts by the same tradition, the same string, if you will, the same flow of Rabbi Yirmiya or Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So the Gemara is about to go off on a totally different tangent here about Hilchos Sefer Torah. And the specific dimension of Hilchos Sefer Torah, which occupies the Gemara's mind now, is called Mantzapach. And the question is, if, let's say, in the middle of a word, he wrote instead of a mem psucha, which is usually appropriate for the middle of a word, he wrote a mem stuma, which is appropriate for the end of the word. So the question is, does that possible to say for Torah or not? So that's this sugya of Rabbi Yirmiya called Mantzapach. So when I began to prepare this sugya, I realized that you really have to know a lot about Hilchos Sefer Torah, Hiksivos Sefer Torah. And I also realized that the Gemara seems to have finished its discussion about the Kfarim and the Krochim and the Mukefes Choma, Mimos Yeshua. So I thought it might be an appropriate crossroads to go back a little bit and discuss Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Daf Beis Amud Beis in a more general sense. So in order to kick off this discussion, we'll take a look at Rashi at the very beginning of Megillah. This is the third line in Rashi. He says, El Shekfarim Makdimim Liom HaKnisa. So if you skip down about five lines, it says in Rashi that the Chachamim gave Rishus to the Bnei HaKfarim to be Makdim the Kriya to either Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, which is called Yom HaKnisa. So what is Yom HaKnisa? It's Yom Sheni B'Shabbos Shalifnei Yudalad O Chamishi B'Shabbos. So it's either the Monday before Yudalad or the Thursday before Yudalad. Now why is this called Yom HaKnisa? Rashi says, Shu Yom Knisa Shahakfarim Miskansim, they gather together La'ayoros on these 2 days of the week, L'Mishpat. L'fi Shabbatei Dinim Yoshvim Ba'ayoros B'Sheni B'Chamishi K'takonas Ezra. So already the Achronim have a long discussion about those cities which don't have a Bezdin Kavua. But in the case of those cities that have K'takonas Ezra, a set Bezdin on Mondays and Thursdays, then the Bnei HaKfarim would gather together into these cities, the closest city, for the purpose of Mishpat. And that's called Yom HaKnisa. And the Rabbanon are going to allow these Bnei HaKfarim to fulfill their mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah on the Yom HaKnisa. And that's the last Monday or Thursday before Yudalad. And we're not going to obligate them to come in a second time on Yudalad. And Rashi says the following. Vakfarim, the people who live in these villages, Einom Bekiyim Likros. They don't know how to read the Megillah. In that sense, you could call them ignorant. They don't have the expertise and the knowledge to read the Megillah. Therefore, says Rashi, Utsrichim Shikre'eno Lahem Echad Mibnei Ha'ir. So one of the members of the community in the big city is going to read the Megillah on Yom HaKnisa on that Monday or Thursday on their behalf. V'lo Hitsrichim Chachamim Lis'acher V'lovo B'yom Yudalit. And the Chachamim would not obligate them to do the whole Tircha and come for the Kriyas HaMegillah Yudal, because they're already in the city. They have to hear the Megillah in the city because they're not Bekiyim to read it. They can. And there are two options. They can either read it on Yom Yudalid, and then they have to come in on Yom Yudalid. And if they have to come in on Yom Yudalid, then they're going to come in twice into the city. Why? Because Yom Yudalid is either on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Friday or a Shabbos or a Sunday. It's not on Monday or Thursday. So on Monday or Thursday, they're going to come in because of Yom HaKnisa, and then they're going to have to come in a second time for Yudalid. So the Rabbanan created a second option for them. What's the alternative? That they could come in on Yom HaKnisa, which they would have come in anyway, and they would hear the Megillah from one of the Bnei Ha'ir, and there was no requirement to be matriach them to come in on Yom Yudalit to hear the Megillah. That's Rashi. Now the point that we want to emphasize here in Rashi, there are many different points here, but for our purposes, it seems clear from Rashi, it's explicit in Rashi, that the reading of the Megillah is going to be one of the Bnei Ha'ir, correct? One of the Bnei Ha'ir. Now the Ran says the following. Okay, now in order to appreciate the Ran, we have to mention a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Yudalid, and the Gemara has a principle called Lotus Godadu Lotasu Agudos Agudos. So you can't have, let's say, in the same city, a Bezdin that would paskin in two different ways for two different groups of the populace. So that you have two different groups within the same city who have two different minhagim, two different customs as to how to fulfill the mitzvahs. That's called Lotasu Agudos Agudos. So the Ran asks the following, Yesh Lishol, Heich Matirim L'Kfarim L'Hakdim B'Yom HaKnisa. How is it possible that the Kfarim come into the city and they're going to read the Megillah on Yom HaKnisa, on that Monday or Thursday? Hare Kari Khan Lotis Govid Lotasu Agudos Agudos. This should be a violation of Agudas Agudas because you have two different groups of the populace reading the Megillah on two different days. These guys, the Kfarim, are reading it on, let's say, Yud Gimel, and these, the Bnei Ha'ir, are reading it on Yud Dalet. So in the same city, you have two groups of Jews reading the Megillah on two different days. That should be a violation of Lotus Godin. That's the Ran's Kash. Now, in order to appreciate the Ran's kasha, we have to understand that the Gemara in Yevamos and the Sugi Voltis Godudu records a machlokas between Abai v'Rava. Rava is the big makil, and Rava says that there has to be a, in order to violate Voltis Godudu, he severely restricts the violation of Voltis Godudu only to a case where both of these groups, these two agudos, are coming from the same bezdin, meaning from one horah. In other words, there's one source of horah, and within that source of horah, within that bezdin, you're going to find that some of the members of the bezdin tell them to do it this way. Let's say like Beis Hillel, for example, and the other like Beis Shammai. So since it's one bezdin, that becomes a violation of agudos agudos.
Because there's one bezdin.
Because there's one bezdin. Morning, how are you? However, if there are two different batei dinim, and one bezdin gives a horah like this, and the other gives a horah like that, that's not lotus godin. So he says the following. Inichala Rava di Amar Hasam beperikama di Yevamos daf Yudalim and Alf the Leka Mishum Agudos Agudos is no violation of Lotus Godu El the Bezdin Echad. Plag half of the Bezdin Morin Kibes Shammai U Plag Morin Kibes Hillel. The Lividei Lo Kash. The Hakishte Bote Dinim Beir Achaz Domi. This situation of the villagers who are reading the Megillah on Yud Gimel in the city, and the members of the city are reading the Megillah on Yud Dalid, that's not a violation, according to Rava, of Lotus Godudu. Why? Sharei anshe akfar vi anshe ha'ir kol echad kibezdin li'atzmo. In other words, it's like there are two different sources of horah. There's a horah for the members of the kfarim, and there's a horah for the members of the ear. And it's like two separate horahs. It's only if one bezdin would split into two horahs, that's when you violate lotus godin. Oh, that's the shita of Rav. Within one city, if there are two groups that are following two different minhagim, two different customs, so even if you'll establish that the kfarim form an entity, a halachic entity on themselves, and the bnei ha'ir form a different halachic entity, that would be fine according to Rava, but it would not work out according to Abaye, because in Abaye's frame of reference, even if you have this bezdin that's Mora Horah for them, and this bezdin Mora Horah, each one has his own Horah, his own Derech Halach, it still is a violation if there are two minhagim in one city of two different groups of Lotus Godus, Hechi Shirinon. How can we allow the Bnei Akfarim, Likros, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? So this is the Ran's Kasha at the beginning of Masechet Megillah. The Bnei Akfarim are reading the Megillah where? In the city. Right, that's what we saw. So you have now one group that's reading in the city on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, another group that's reading within the city on Yud Aleph. And that's a violation of Lotus Godudu. How is Abaye going to understand our Mishnah?
We don't trust him like Abaye.
It doesn't matter, but the Ran wants to understand how could Abaye explain this Mishnah? Because Abaye can't disagree with the Mishnah. I mean, this is codified la halacha. Again, whether this applies after Korban or not, it's machlokas tanaim. But let's say Ustama Kirabi Akiva. How can he argue with the Mishnah? So again, keep in mind that if the Metzius would be different, let's say, for example, the Bnei Akfarim would read the Megillah in their locale.
Not in the ear.
If they would read it in the Kfar itself, that would not be a problem, because they'll just go...
That would be a bigger problem, because then you have no reason for them reading it on a different day than your Dalit.
Right.
I mean, that would be a...
Right, okay. You're right, but again, the point would be that since the Bnei Akfarim are coming into the city, you'll soon see that the Rambam Shitas, they don't come into the city. The Bnei Akfarim read it in their local place. And we'll understand, according to the Rambam, why they made this cooler. But in any event, that would not be Lotus Godudu. But the Ran, standing on the shoulders of Rashi, assumes, that, not like the Rambam, but rather that the Bnei Akfarim come into the city. The Yesh Lomar, listen carefully. This is the Ran's answer. This is going to shed a whole new light on the sugya here at the beginning of Megillah of the Bnei Akfarim. Again, we're at the juncture. You missed my point here, Asher. I'll just repeat that. We're about to learn Hilchus Talmud, Hilchus Ksiva Sefer Torah. A whole other sugya, only because it's Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Chiya, so the Gemara sometimes brings another memory. So I said, let's take on this day a little Pesach Zman before we say goodbye to the sugya, the Kfarim, and the Krochim, and Kefes Cholma, and Yeshua Ben Nun, and so forth. And I wanted to share this with you. Yesh Lomar, this is the Ran. The Hani Nami Kishtei Batei Dinim B'Shtei Ayoros Bikri. Even Abaye would accept that this is like Shtei Ayoros. Again, even though it's physically in one city, and according to Abaye, even Shtei Batei Dinim in one city is a violation of Lotus Godudu, but here it's like it's in two cities. Why? Sharei Bnei Akfarim Mitsuyonim Li'atzman. Okay, this is by the way, what we're learning now has tremendous ramifications about what they call Yontov Sheni Minyanim here in Eretz Yisrael. Big issue of Lotus Godudu, because it's in one city. And the basic heter for Rav Kook, the first Jewish rabbi of Palestine, was opposed to this heter, but the poskim want Mekil and allow Yontov Sheni Shogolius Minyan, despite the law of Lotus Godudu, it's based on this Ran, that Kol Echad Mitsuyon Li'atzmo, meaning that the Bnei Chutzlaretz are going back to Chutzlaretz, they're only here on a temporary basis. We don't see them as implanted, you know, here in Eretz Yisrael. You know, they're really in Boston, right? So that's where, even though they're in Yerushalayim physically, right? They're in Boston or Lakewood or wherever they are, all right? Oh, so the Ran says that if Mitzuyonim li'atzman and Daitom Lachsa, meaning that they form a separate entity that really doesn't belong to the city, it's like Shtei Ayaros. So even though physically they're going to read the Megillah in the city, halachically it's considered like they're reading the Megillah back in the Kfar because they're Mitzuyonim li'atzman. But here, at this juncture, the Ran has a problem. Because there is one element here in the equation that seems to drag or connect the Bnei Kfarim to the city itself. They're not so Mitzuyonim li'atzman. They're not so independent. Yeah, and what's that element? Exactly. Who's reading the Megillah? So Rashi says that one of the Bnei Ha'ir is reading the Megillah on their behalf. Why? Because Eino Bekiyam Likros. The Bnei Kfarim are not capable of reading it. That's as I state in Rashi. So according to Rashi, we really have Shtei Agudos Be'ir Achas. Even though each one has a separate Horah, a separate Bezdin, but nevertheless, they're connected. You can't say that the Bnei Akfarim are just like passing through the city. The whole Kriyas HaMegillah is being generated by whom? By the Bnei Ha'ir. So it's one entity. Now listen to the Ran. Says the Ran, Fi Echad Me'em Husha Motzion. What does he mean with these words? Echad mehem hushamotzion. One of them. Who's the them? I hate pronouns. One of the Bnei Kfarim. That's the only way the Ran could solve the problem according to Abaye of Agudas Agudas, because he wants to say the Mitzuyonim li'atzman. It's that they're a self-contained entity. You know, they come. You know, they bring their own sindurim, their own shtender. You know, for Kriya, they have their own Megillah. I'm just using that figuratively. But the main thing is they bring their own Kore. And here the Ran drops the bomb. She'eino nira, he says, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
this is a trias avesim.
Not quite, but... Okay,
very good. Amechim etzadei gavar. She'eino nira. It's funny, Dafka Eric said he would come, and he's not here, but maybe he'll still show up.
He may have a Ran,
okay. You could open up the Ran. But again, we're almost at the end of the Ran. But you know, you may want to underline it. Okay. So, Moshe, just to clue you in, we're wondering when the Bnei Kfarim,
yes,
when the Bnei Kfarim come into the city, uh-huh, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel,
yes,
who's reading the Megillah on their behalf?
Does it matter?
It's going to be unbelievably significant. Uh-huh. Unbelievably significant. In many different ways. Uh-huh. And we miss this. According to Rashi, the Bnei Kfarim, that's the first Rashi in the Masechta, long Rashi, he says the Bnei Kfarim ain't a Bikim Likros, and one of the Bnei Ha'ir is going to read on their behalf.
Okay.
The Ran says no. It's impossible to assume that one of the Bnei Ha'ir is going to read the Megillah on behalf of the Kfarim. He cannot accept Rashi for two reasons. Uh-huh. One reason is because of Lotus Godudu, that's the part of the shit that you missed, I'll try to fill you in.
Okay.
And the other is because, listen to the language of the Ran, maybe you'll find it in your text, She'eino nireh she'hei echad mi'bnei ha'ir potram kevan she'eino mechuyev v'davar.
The one who's reading is not...
Yeah, the Ran holds that the Bnei Ha'ir are considered p'turim. Why? Because it's on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Bechiv doesn't emerge until Yud Aleph. And therefore, we have a principle that a Bar Chiyuva can be Motzi, another Bar Chiyuva. That's called Arvus. They share the same theme. But here, in this case, the members of the city don't have this view of Mikra Megillah. So how could one of the Bnei Ha'ir possibly read on behalf of the Kfarim on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel?
We do it all the time. All the time with Haftarah, we have somebody else laying the Haftarah.
Okay, we'll have to iron out all the glitches here, but fundamentally the Ran is absolutely correct. And this is going to be his proof that he has a solution to the Lotus Gonadu problem. So again, let's go step by step. The Ran is a bit complicated, but it's one premise that leads to another conclusion. And the Ran is saying that the premise is that Bnei Ha'ir are not considered, as Rashi would consider them, Bar Chiyuva, meaning Rashi is willing to take all these 5 days as one entity, as one unit, and we're all in the same boat. Just that you'll read it Lamais on this day, I'll read it on that day, but we all share the same chiv. So even though my chiv is tomorrow, not today, right? Because Tuesday is going to be a dalid, and I live in the city. Your chiv is today as a ben kfar on Monday, because that's called Yom HaKnisa, and on your Gil you'll be reading. I can read the Megillah on your behalf because I share the same thing. That's Rashi.
Yeah, someone can go. You live in Beit Shemesh, or you live in Yerushalayim, and somebody you know lives in Beit Shemesh. You know how to read, so you go. Today we can do it, but technology. You drive to Beit Shemesh, right? You read for whoever. You don't sleep in Beit Shemesh, you come back.
That would be Rashi, because Rashi means that even though my chiv is not on Yudalit, it's on Tesvav, I can read it on Yudalit.
Or you want to make Tesvav your chiv. In other words, you plan to sleep. You had to be sleeping in.
Oh, and then that's very more complicated, but that's not what we're talking about.
Clearly,
the Bnei O'ir are not going to be chayv until tomorrow, until you doubt.
Right.
So Rashi says, Afal Pichen, Rashi says, the Bnei O'ir, one of the Bnei can read it on behalf of the Bnei Kfarim, because Rashi understands the Bnei Kfarim have to, the whole enterprise of Yud-Alf Yud-Gimel is because the Bnei Kfarim are Eina Bekiyim Likros, and they're coming in on the Yom HaKnisa, and they don't know how to read it. Again, Rashi's point would be like Osha said before, if the Bnei Kfarim have a member who's capable of reading the Megillah, then the whole thing makes no sense. Why don't they just read the Megillah on Yud-Dalet? Why are we setting up the... So Rashi holds we have to set up the Kriyas HaMegillah on Yud-Gimel because we got to get one of the Bnei Ha'ir to read it on behalf of the Kfarim.
Right. Yeah.
And then you're going to have to presume that the halacha of Yotza Motzi, the halacha of Arvus, according to Rashi, applies in the relationship between one of the Bnei Ha'ir and one of the Bnei Kfarim, even though it's on Yud-Gimel. The Ran rejects that. And the Ran says, Eino mirashe echon mi Bnei Ha'ir potram. Kevinche eino mechuyev v'domer. The Ran has a right to disagree with Rashi. And if Berzon would disagree with Rashi, so you throw him out. You know, who are you to disagree with Rashi? But the Ran is one of the Rishonim. He disagrees with Rashi. Yeah, that's his right.
And the only reason we're doing Yud-Alef Yud-Bet and Yud-Gimel, the only reason we're doing it, in other words, the day is Yud-Dalet and Yud-Tet-Vav. That is the day of Chiyuv. But the Chachamim knew, if we do the Chachamim, Ein Metaklin Gzera, Shelo Yechol Lamod Bo. So Rashi says, what does it say? In other words, it was a special heter that the rabbis put together for those Ben Akfar, those who lived outside the villages, to come Yud-Alef Yud-Bet and Yud-Gimel, because we know you guys can't, whatever, you don't have cars, okay, or whatever it is.
Right.
But the day is official day. So the Ran's questions, so Rashi's still right, because Rashi's still right. It was the Chachamim who made this, and Ran, of course, his question still stands, because, push a guy. let him stay overnight. What's the big deal?
Okay, but again, I'm just trying to focus our attention on this point.
Yes,
the Ran's point is that this is what we want to take out of the Ran. Two points. Point number one is that it's impossible from the Ran's frame of reference that one of the Bnei Ha'ir would be reading on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim on Yud-Gimel, and the reason, says the Ran, is because Eino Mechuyev B'Dov. That's the Ran. Again, you want to fight against the Ran, you go out and fight against the Ran. I'm not going to fight with the Ran. Why aren't I going to fight against the Ran? That's because of the second point. The Ran says that because one of the Bnei HaKfarim is going to be reading the Megillah on behalf of his other co-villagers, right? Therefore, I could solve the problem of Lotus Godin. Why? Because the Ran holds that Mitsuyin Li'atzman, if the Mitsuyonim Li'atzman is the same as two cities. That's the part, Moshe, that you missed. So we don't have time to go over.
On.
I'm just going to say it in one quick sentence. The Ran says that if I and my community come to a different location on a temporary basis, and we're not connected to that location, in other words, we come with all our siyud, as we'd say in modern Hebrew, right? I come with everything I need to do whatever I have to in that city, then it's as if al pidin, I'm not in that city. It's like I'm in my in my own hometown.
Right.
So I have to come for this Kriyas HaMegillah as one of the Bnei HaKfarim into the city with everything that I need. I have all my sidurim, and I have my Megillus, and I have my benches, you know, the Gemach I brought in my... I have everything. The main thing that I have is the Koreas HaMegillah. If I bring the member of my Kfar along with me, and he's going to read the Megillah on my behalf, that's called Mitzvyonim Li'atzma. So, for example, would you allow, according to the Ran, one of the Israelis to read the Torah in a minion of Yom Tovsheni Shel Golis? Do you follow my point? So we have a whole group of Jews from Toronto, and they're having their own minion on Yom Tovsheni, and you, as an Israeli, want to read the Megillah, the Torah, on their behalf. The Ran would say no. That would make it into a violation of what? Lotus Gondu. Why? Because then the Bnei Chutz La'aretz are not Mitzuyonim Li'atzman. They're anchored here in Yerushalayim. And if they're anchored here in Yerushalayim, you have a problem with Lotus Gondu. Okay, one second. Yeah, so again, I don't want to lose the trend.
Yeah.
He now says the following. Hare Mavur B'divrei Aran. I'm quoting now the Mishnah's Yaivitz. He says, what do you see from the Ran? Lo Kamo Shekosav Rashi. That Rashi says, Shakfarim Eino B'kiyim Likros. And therefore Rashi says, Tzrichim sheyikra'enu le'echad mibnei ha'ir, acharan kosav, she'echad mibnei ha'kfarim hu shemotzion, she'eno nirash yehei echad mibnei ha'ir potron, kevan she'eno mechuyiv b'dova. Okay. Omnam bazeh, but in one point, the Ran overlaps with Rashi, he agrees with Rashi, that the bnei ha'kfarim are reading the Megillah where? In the city. The Ran is not denying that they're reading the Megillah in the city. The machlok between Rashi and the Ran is who's reading the Megillah on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim in the city. Ulam, he says, now here he builds himself on what's called the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah has a diuk in the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Megillah. And again, this is very complicated, so I don't know if we have time for this, but he says the Bnei HaKfarim Einam is Kamtzim Bebotik Nesios. What's Yom HaKnisa going to the Rambam? Not the way we understood in Rashi and the Ran, that Yom HaKnisa means they come, the villagers come into what? Into the cities. That's not the Rambam's pshat. Yom HaKnisa means that they gather together locally in their own kfarim. Why do they gather together on Mondays and Thursdays? For the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so it has nothing to do with Batei Dinim. Forget about, you know, is there a Beis Din Kavua? Is there not a Beis Din Kavua? The Rambam says, that's the way the Lechem Mishnah interprets the Rambam, that we're talking about their own synagogues, their local synagogues. And the reason why the Chachamim are Mekil, and they allow the reading of the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, is because the villages are so spread out that it's very complicated to get them together in the Beis HaKnesses. But there were 2 days of the week, on Mondays and Thursdays, when they gathered together, when all the villagers from the various villages came to the central synagogue, right? We'll call it the great synagogue of the village. And that was on Mondays and Thursdays for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah, so we would allow it. Now, obviously, according to the Rambam, who's reading on their behalf? One of the Bnei Kfarim, a Ben Kfar, we'll call it. So in that sense, the Rambam belongs to the camp of the Ran. But again, there are three different camps over here. There's the camp of Rashi and the Ran, who both agree that this Kriya on Yud Aleph basically was going on in the city. The Rambam has a different camp. He belongs to the camp that they're reading it in the local village. Then you have another camp. Rashi's camp is that not only is the reading on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Gimel going on where? In the city, but it's being implemented by one of the Bnei Ha'ir. The Ran can't accept that because the Ran holds that would be a violation of Baal Tizkodu. And not only that, the Ran can't accept that because how could it be that one of the Bnei Ha'ir would read on behalf of one of the Bnei Ha'kfar? He's a Lab Bar Chiyuv, he can't be Motzi, the Bnei Ha'kfar. Therefore, the Ran comes to the conclusion that it's one of the Bnei HaKfar who's reading on behalf of the Kfarim, and in that sense, he belongs to the camp of the Rambam. Here's the overlap between the Ran and the Rambam, because the Rambam, who's orchestrating the Kriya back in the local synagogue, the Beis HaKnesses in the Kfar, certainly one of the Bnei HaKfarim is reading on behalf. So Rav Zsolti, in this beautiful article, claims that this machlokas about whether or not you can have a crossover in which one of the Bnei Ha'ir can read the Megillah on behalf of one of the Bnei HaKfarim. He says this all depends on how you understand the institution of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And you may recall that we discussed this at great length. One way of understanding this whole enterprise is that it's zmanim har beitiklu hem chachamim, that the zman hamagillah for the Bnei HaKfarim is Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel.
Right.
The other way we're saying it is that really the Bnei HaKfarim belong to the ear, they belong to the theme of Yud Dalet, but there's a concept called Tashlum,
in which
we're going to allow for a Tashlum. And remember that there was a whole nafkamina, what happens if the one of the Bnei HaKfarim already read the Megillah on Tuesday, and then he finds himself on Yud Dalet in the city, would he have to read it again? And that was Machlokas Rashi at Tosfos Nadav Yud Tes. So he wants to say that, let me see if I can read to you the punchline again. It's a long piece, but he says the following. He says, if you understand, and if you remember, he explains that it depends on how you derive Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, derived from the Pasuk Zmanehem, right? Zmanehem. And that was Rav Shaman Bar Abba, or did you derive it from Kayamim, which was Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni? He says, if you learn that it's the Torah's Hashlimim that we allow him to be Machdim and Kori B'Yom HaKnisa, then the Ikar Chiyuv of the Ben Kfar is really on Yud Dalet. So when he's in the city, then for sure he becomes like a Ben Ha'ir, because fundamentally, as far as Megillah is concerned, his Chiyuv is on Yud Dalet. Okay? However, if you understand that the Bnei HaKfarim have their own Zman because of Zmanehem, then the Rambam is right that if they gather together in their own synagogues, that's their Chiyuv. Right? That's their Zman of Megillah. There's no reason to impose upon them a second Kriya. And now it makes absolutely sense why the Bnei Ha'ir, any members of the city, could not read on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim. That's a lot bar chiyuv, because there are different zmanim. There's one zman chiyuv for the Bnei HaKfarim, and that's Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. There's another zman chiyuv for the Bnei Ha'ir, and that's on Yud Dalet and so forth. And therefore, there's no cross, there's no overlap in terms of the chiyuv of Megillah. They're two separate Chiyuvim, and the Rambam paskins like Rav Shaman Bar Abba, Zmanehem, Zmanim Harbi Tikluhem Chachamim, and therefore the Rambam has to guarantee that it's one of the Bnei HaKfarim who's reading the Megillah. The Ran belongs to that same camp. The Ran holds, like the Rambam, in that Nekuda, but the Ran holds, like Rashi, that this whole enterprise of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, that Kriya is orchestrated in this city itself. So now the Ran has a problem, because you, as a Ben Kfar, have the Zman of Yud Gimel, let's say in this case. I, as a Ben Eir, have the Zman of Yud Dalet. And there are two different Chiyuvim here. One is a Chiyuv that's engendered by Yud Gimel, the other is engendered by Yud Dalet. And therefore there's no way that I, as a Ben Eir, can read and be considered a Bar Chiyuv on your behalf. Rashi, however, holds name, that the Bnei HaKfarim also belong to the city, and their Chiyuv Megillah is on what? Is on Yud Dalet. And therefore Rashi makes a big to-do about Hikilu Lem Chachamim. This is a tremendous kula, right, that they can be mashlim their Chiyuv and be Yotzei Zayin before the Chiyuv emerges. Their Chiyuv doesn't emerge until Yud Dalet. We're going to allow them to be Yotzei Zayin and fulfill their obligation before the Chiyuv even emerges. That's called Tashlumin. And therefore it makes sense, according to Rashi, that since the Bnei HaKfarim and the Bnei HaIr share the same Chiyuv, namely Yud Dalet, that one of the Bnei HaIr could be mostly the Bnei HaKfar. Again, the paradox is that this is all going on in Yud Gimel. Again, that's one of the glitches that has to be worked out. Anyway, this is such a fascinating piece. Again, we're only getting little parts of it, but you get the thrust of it. You know, the Ran, for two reasons, can't accept Rashi. Number one, he can't accept that one of the Bnei HaIr is reading it on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim, because he's not a Bar Chiyuv, because the Ran holds Zmanim Harbe Tiklu Lem Chachom, so the two Zmanim and two Chiyuvim. And number two, the Ran can't accept Rashi, because then he feels you're plunging into a deep abyss called Lotus Godadu, because the only way to circumvent Lotus Godadu is in one city and allow for two Minhagim in one city, where the Bnei HaKfarim are reading on Yud Gimel and the Bnei HaIr are reading on Yud Dalet, is only if you have what's called Mitzuyonim Liatzman. Mitzuyonim Liatzman means they form a separate entity, and they can only form a separate entity if they come with their own Balkorin. And he solves that problem because they're coming with their own balkore. Again, one of the glitches that has to be worked out is that according to the Ran, why don't they just read it in the Kfarim? If they're equipped with one of their experts who can read Megillah, why do we have to orchestrate this in the Bnei Ha'ir, in the ear itself? And the answer has to be because back in the villages they don't get together too often, and the only place they get together happens to be in the city when they come in on the Yom HaKnesset. So that's the point. Now Rabbi,
I have a comment here from the Mekiva Eger on this Rashi. So the first point is that he's the Ben Ha'ir is not obligated, right, as what we should talk about.
Does he give an answer to that? Does
the answer is kind of
strange.
The answer is Shekein Ben Ha'ir Rak Makri Lifnehim Him only in Acharav Mila V'Mila.
Oh my gosh! Do you hear this? How far Rabbi Kibbeh is going. Even according to Rashi, it's not that the Ben Ha'ir is reading on behalf to be Motzi the Kfar. No, the Kfar is going to read one word after the other. I think in English there's a word for that. No, one word after the other.
Right.
That's how far Rabbi Kibbeh went to answer the argument to the Rav. I wanted to say I have a lot of Torah to try to come up with an answer for Rashi, either because it's one entity of Chiyuv and it's all one Zman, and that's very close to Rav Vishal Vitzal Jolti, or maybe because the Kriya Samagil is to create an entity of Kriya. It's not like Yotza Motzi, it's not that I'm being Motzi. For example, let's say there's one guy in the audience who comes to hear my Kriya Samagil and I don't like this guy. So I have in mind that he shouldn't be Yotza.
He shouldn't be.
So the Rav told us once that Rav Moshe was asked in Chaslavich this question with regard to Kriya Satorah. The Balkore had an enemy who used to show up in Davening, and he had in mind that this enemy should not be Yotze with his Kriya. So Rav Moshe says he's Yotze anyway. Because in Kriya, there's no din of Yotze Motzi, we both have to have Chiyuva. I just have to create an entity of Kriya Satorah, and you have to link up to that entity by listening and having in mind to be Yotze. Anyway, that's a long discussion. But Rabosu, we have just a few minutes left before we have to say goodbye to Moshe and say Shabbat Shalom to all of us. And I want to address the following possibility. We've been talking a lot about the Kruchim. Again, exactly whether it was Mukaf from Yoshua's time, from Achashverosh's time. But I wanted to ask the following question with regard to the Kruchim. Would one of the Kruchim, and this was your scenario, Moshe, before, would one of the Bnei HaKruchim be able to read the Megillah on behalf of one of the pros? So I live in Yerushalayim, I go to Telstone, I go to Beit Shemesh on Yudalit, and I want to be the Balkore on Yudal. So it seems to me that everything that we said in the Ran, based on Rabbi Charles Zolti, would indicate that I can't be Motzi, because Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Em Chacham. Rabbi Kibbeh might say, well, they're going to read along. There used to be a television program in my youth called Sing Along With Mitch. You remember that? They're going to be Sing Along With Mitch. Okay? But I want to approach this from a different perspective. And I want to ask a very revolutionary question. And you can throw me out for raising this question. And say, Rabbi Berzon, you're off your rock. Is it possible, listen carefully, that the Bnei HaKruchim in the walled cities have a different chiyuv than the Bnei Ha'ir? Not just because they read on the 15th, but inherently they have a different chiyuv. Just to give you a marshal of Ma'ad Dover Doma, could a woman read the Megillah on behalf of a man? So the Bahag Shita is, the answer is no. Because she has a different chiyuv than a man. So the Brisker Rav explains, why does a woman have a different chiyuv than a man? Because as far as a woman is concerned, Megillah would be a classical case of a mitzvah say shazman grom. However, the Gemara says later on, it's a big sugya we'll get to, Mirtz Hashem, comes along the Brisker Rav and he explains the Bahag. He says that Afhein Hayu Ba'osu Nes does not neutralize the Zman Grom, the fundamental p'tur of a woman, because it's a mitzvah has Seisha Zman Grom. applies even after Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi establishes that a woman is obligated to Megillah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is introducing a whole new category called Afhein the Osor Nes. To read the language of the Brisker Rav, he quotes it here. He says, Noshim ha yutzrichos li pota mikriyas ha-megillah mishum da'avi mitzaseh shazman grom v'lo nischaivu elo mitam afein hoyu bosones. He says, therefore, b'megillah nemar p'tur shal mitzaseh, even after afein hoyu, there is a p'tur in Megillah of zman grom, elo shechal al anoshim chiyuv chadosh b'toras afein hoyu bosones. It's a new chiyuv. A new chiyuv. It's not the same identical chiyuv. The real McCoy basic fundamental chiyuv is only imposed upon the men insofar as they're chayiv in zman grom. But women who are exempt from zman grom, they don't share that fundamental grassroots chiyuv. They have a new chiyuv called afhein hoyu bosones. And based on this, he wants to not only explain the Bahad why a woman can't be motzi a man, he wants to explain the Beis Yosef, who says that an eved is not chayiv in the mitzvah of kriyas ha-megillah. Why? Because an eved is potter from all mitzvah seishos man groma. That's called law law. And not only that, the afhein hoyu bosones, says the Beis Yosef, doesn't apply to the eved. Why? Because he wasn't part of the nes, because Haman considered the avodim, and maybe he himself was an eved. Anyway, he considered the avodim as goyim, and he didn't include the avodim in the exil. Okay. Now, here comes Berzon. Okay? And this is, again, wild. The Ramban says about the bnei, about the mukafim chomer, that's the bnei akrochim, shebishona rishona chagugu rak haprozim. The krochim, do you remember the Gemara's ahavamina that the krochim are not included in the mitzvah of Megillah? The Gemara says, no, the Jews are held by Kush, but there was such a ahavamina. So the Mepharshim want to explain this ahavamina based on the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Nes was for the prozim, but the Mukafim lo chavim, they didn't celebrate. Why? Lefisha lo hayu bechlal sakana kol kach, they weren't included in the sakana. Oh, so Memela, there's a havamina that the Bnei Akrochim are chayiv in Megillah at all. Now we have a din that they will read it because all of Klal Yisrael are reading. And then we have the sort of kishushan that they read it not on Yigil. There was happy that they would read it on Yigil, even if you consider them part of the Jewish folk. And they're all Yehudim, and therefore they have to participate in this great celebration and read the Megillah. It would be on a different day on Yigil. So what I want to suggest is the following. Structurally, something that mirror images the Brisker Rav Gabi Noshim. That in the case of the Krachi, because they weren't part of the original mess, it's a brand new chiyuv. So if you ask me whether the Bnei HaKrochim could read, one of the members of the Krach, one of the Yishalmis, can read on behalf of one of the Beit Shemesh guys. So you want to introduce the whole Svara, that is Zmanim Harbe, and it's a different Zman, and they're not a Bar Chiyuva. I would say forget about that. I don't even need that. I have a different reason why the Bnei HaKrochim could not read on behalf of the Prozim. Because they have a different Chiyuv. The original Chiyuv was imposed upon the Prozim. And on Shushan on the 15th. But as far as the Krachim are concerned, because they weren't part of the original Ness, it's a brand new Chiyuv, a brand new Chiddush Takana, based on Kol Yehudim, that Mordechai instituted, that even the Kfarim, even the Krachim, should participate in Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Nelu, that's a brand new Chiyuv. And that's a Chiyuv B'Torah's Kol Yehudim. If it's a Chiyuv B'Torah's Kol Yehudim, they have to commensurate or identify with all the Jewish people, then they don't have the original Chiyuv, the real full McCoy basic Chiyuv. That's what we said by the Brisker Rav Noshim, that they don't have the original Chiyuv because Mitzvah Seishas Zman Groma. Here I have a parallel P'tur in the Krachim, not because of Mitzvah Seishas Zman Groma, but because Lo Hayu B'Yosu Anes. And therefore they don't have the same Chiyuv. The chiyuv is at the end of the day going to be imposed upon them as a separate takon, as a separate mechayev, and the Gemara is trying to be medayik that in the psukim, as we learned in great length. But that chiyuv is because of Kol HaYehudim, Mehodu Ve'ad Kush. It's Mevela, they don't have the same chiyuv as the Ve'ad Pros. This is a radical chiyuv. Could you imagine walking around Yerushalayim telling the people who live in Yerushalayim, you don't have the same chiyuv as those who live in Tel Aviv? It pays to live in Tel Aviv, right? They'll throw you out. But I'll love this if you take the structure of the Pesukim Rav, you can find perhaps a parallel in the Korachim, and I base myself on 2 points. Number one, the Gemara is a how many of the Bnei Korachim are part of the Gila, and that's based on perhaps the logic of the Ramban that they didn't participate in the original celebration. And the only reason why the Bnei Korachim definitely have to read is because of this possible Behold the good. And based on the assumption of the Brisker Rav that the reason why Noshim cannot be Motzi on Noshim according to the Bahag is because they don't share the original view. They have a low level of chiyu because of Afein Oyibosan Nes, but they don't really share the original chiyu because the Mitzvah Seishas Megorim. Here also, I want to say about the Krochim that maybe they don't share the original chiyu. They have a separate chiyu for Torah's Kol Yehudim. That's a new takon and a new chiyu, and they don't share the original chiyu. They can't be motzi one of the Bnei Elikos. All right, Fargus and Tehei, safe trip. We'll be anxiously waiting for your return. And Shabbat Shalom to everyone.
Think about it.
I figured since we're about to embark on Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Gemara now is going to take a total digression into the laws of Sefer Torah. I figured maybe this is an opportunity to talk a little bit about the Bnei Kfarim with the Yavits and who's reading on behalf of the Bnei Kfarim, and also the Krochim, where there's an argument that the Bnei Kfarim are not even all in the mitzvah of the year. Okay then, let me take my tefillin.